This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We get grief from time to time. And yes, Felix Salmon, I am looking at you for still doing the numbers every day. Why bother, people say? We can get the Dow or the NASDAQ on our phones anytime we want. Well, there are actual radio production reasons, which I can go into at another time if you're curious. But also, the fact is, stocks are big business, and not just stock prices, but financial data writ large. Intercontinental Exchange, better known as ICE, and even better known as the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, is going to buy a company called Interactive Data for 5.2 billion simoleons. NASDAQ and the financial data publisher Market were said to be in the bidding as well. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what this company does and why it's worth so much money.
If you want to know how much your house is worth, you might look at recent sales in your neighborhood. Compare the square footage, account for your extra bedroom, their updated kitchen, and you get a number. But if there weren't any recent sales, pricing your house would be really hard. Dan Connell with Greenwich Associates says the same is true for certain types of securities, like corporate or municipal bonds.
So there's no way to accurately provide a valuation of that bond based on the last trade, because that last trade could be a day, a week, a month, or a year ago.
Pricing stuff that's hard to price is one of the things that Interactive Data, or IDC, specializes in. Mutual funds, for example, might use them to value parts of their portfolios, so you or I could know how much our accounts are worth.
When it says, this is a particular portfolio, and here's what the value is this month versus last month, that's all calculated using underlying pricing by firms like IDC.
So why would the Intercontinental Exchange, or ICE, want that data?
The financial markets are voracious consumers of data, particularly price data.
Craig Pirong is a finance professor at the University of Houston. He says ICE is already selling the pricing data it collects on trades.
And they make a lot of money selling that. So about 15% of ICE's revenues come from sales of data from the prices that are generated on its exchanges.
This acquisition gives them more information to offer customers. In fact, ICE has been expanding its data business for a while now, as has NASDAQ. They want to be more than just the place that trades happen. Data is a natural fit. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.